Hello, it's Thursday, the 30th of May in the year of our Lord, 2024. I've got Kimberly Isherwood with me today. We are so due an update. Obviously, we're covering everything on the Daily News with Catherine and what's going on there. We're looking at the news where it's focusing on the kids. But on ground level, the only one person to ask is literally at the forefront of this fight. And I don't know what the kids of the UK would do without this woman. I love her. I'm in awe of her. She's my friend, the one and only Kimberly Isherwood. Hello, darling.
Hi, Lou. How are you doing, love? Everything okay
I'm
with
doing
you?
okay. All the better for speaking to you.
Oh,
What's going
that's
on,
lovely.
you little warrior?
Oh, that's lovely. What a lovely welcome. Thank you.
What's going on?
Oh,
You
what's
little
going
warrior,
on?
you. Let's get. We haven't done a show in so long. There's a lot to catch up on. I'm going to discuss what we're seeing on the news. Then you can come and debunk it. But it's over to you on what's going on with the kids.
No problem at all. So I think we'll start with what's been in the news lately. Let's start with that, with Rishi Sunak and his new sex education guidance for age 9 and over. Well, for those who don't know, we took the Welsh Government to court in November 22 over this sex education that is smashing the whole of the UK. We have proven this is global, so this is not a UK thing, this is global. So let's discuss Rishi's his little stunt here with the guidance. The first thing to address is the fact that this is guidance, okay? So it can change overnight. It's just legislation. If we go into the newspaper articles that's out there now discussing this, it says plain and simple, sex education for under nines is scrapped. Okay, let's take that at face value then. Sex education under age nine scrapped. Well, that looks good, but if you look at the article, it then goes on to explain it's only England, which then that causes problems for the devolution of powers. However, we have proven this is global anyway, so let's not get lost in this. Let's not get lost in these headlines now. We know this is global. We know the UK are not bringing this in. We know the UK has accepted it. So the fact that this is only in England, again, that doesn't fall in line with all the documentation we hold. It also doesn't fall in line with what we have proven in court, that this is global. So again, you go further through the articles, it starts talking about how this is politically charged. That tells us they're going to be debating it. So the fact that this is guidance, it can change overnight, I would say is a false victory, because we know, like I said, this is going to change overnight. We know they've brought in legislation to Wales, which is going to go across the whole of the UK. So sex education will be from age three in legislation. And what we also know is the guidance they are using, if they did stop sex education for age nine and under, what we're actually dealing with here when we look at the guidance is sexual intercourse from age nine. So again, people really need to get clued up on this. We're dealing with a global sex education. We have proven it's global. So everything people are seeing in the papers, they're getting excited over, that is nothing to be excited about, okay? What I'm just calling a political stunt, political ping pong, we are going into an election. So what we are doing, we are not excited about this information because we've already proven this is global. We've proven Rishi Sunak's got no clout when it comes to this anyway. He said just a year ago he was going to rip it up, Lou. And then what happened? They didn't publish the report. They didn't publish the findings of that inquiry because it was not, I quote, in the public interest. So yes, that's a bit of a false flag there, a bit of a false victory. But there's nothing for anybody to worry about because we are flat out here in Wales. We're doing a mass empowerment exercise on advocacy, rights, and representation. So what that means is we are showing people that you are an advocate. You're not just mum, you're not just dad, you're not just auntie, you're not just the carer. You are not a advocate or an advocate. You're not. You are the advocate, which states in law. So we are educating people on the fact that they are an advocate and that is supported in legislation. You're entitled to this support in meetings. We are showing people they do have advocacy skills. We're teaching them how to be non-judgmental in certain circumstances. And this empowerment exercise is really, really popular. We're training people up to train other people, but we're also training people up then to go out and stand on their own 2 feet. This training have started in Wales. We are appointing what I am calling a local advocate for each local authority. So we got 22 local authorities here. By September, we'll have a minimum of 22 advocates in the country, a minimum. So this training has gone over the bridge to England as well as open to those in England, Ireland, and Scotland. The only differences here is, like I said, there's a devolution of powers. The legislation says the same thing, it's just written slightly differently. The policies say the same thing, they're just written slightly differently. And that's why we have to tailor this training slightly different for each country. The reason why we're doing this is so people know their rights, people know how to access information, how to stand up for themselves. It's all well and good me saying, right, take this now and go and stand up for yourself. It's no good these people going into school saying, yeah, this is right because Kim Isherwood said it's right. No, this is right because the government website says it's right. This is right because the legislation says it's right. Here is the guidance, here is the legislation. So it's about giving people the tools that they need, the approach that they need. Like I said, it's a mass empowerment exercise. And while the political ping pong is going on, while the media manipulation is going on, and our children are being used for this political pantomime, we are still at the ground working with the people, empowering the people, and we are people sourcing. That's what I'm calling it, people sourcing. So by the end of this political pantomime, people will know that we are still here and they will have somewhere to turn when they realize they have been manipulated or they've backed the wrong horse, you know? So that's pretty much where we're at with on the ground now.
This is incredible, Kim. So the training's going on. That's great that everybody, 20, you've got 22 advocates. I know there's going to be people here in England and over in Scotland and in Northern Ireland are wanting to know how they can get on this advocacy, how they can learn it, how they can become a trainer. Where do they start if they're looking to do this advocacy via PCP Wales?
So they've just got to send an email to admin@publicchildprotectionwales.org. And I'm going to repeat that again because people, when I say the email address, for some reason, people are not catching the public. So it's admin@publicchildprotectionwales.org. Send us an email so you're interested in advocacy and just let us know which country you were in. Like I said, everybody is an advocate anyway. You will be empowered. You will know how to respond in certain situations. You will know which policies are to be used for you. And that is the only difference between the training. Advocacy in itself is universal, but the policies and guidance we're going to be using is going to differ slightly in each country. And that's the little complication we've got, but we will overcome, and we are happy to reach out to the whole of the UK. We are uniting this kingdom, Lou. We are
Absolutely.
the coalition.
Well, I'm for one, you can put me down on that list because I will definitely would like to be an advocate and also to do advocacy training and train others. I am totally up for it because this is the only thing that matters. I don't care. You can throw your CBDCs at me. You can chuck everything. It just bounces off me. The children are our number one priority. And the stories that we are covering every other day on the news, it's getting ridiculous. And now we're coming to that time of year where we have the police being politicized, we have the fire brigade being politicized, we have the ambulance, we have the hospitals. Wherever you go and out of your front gate, you are going to be bombarded with propaganda.
Yes, absolutely.
It
Well,
needs to, it's got to be reined in. It's got to be. I mean, they have some sort of an event every single month. Near enough, every single bloody week. Trans awareness group. Just this. Da, 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 da. It's so we've got to stand up to it. We have to be our protectors for our children, don't we, Kim? We have to be
absolutely.
their voices. I've been encouraging people to get in touch with their MPs. A big shout out to. Is it Shania Isherwood? She's been writing to her MPs. They're all coming back with the age appropriate and the very big buzzword, consent. That doesn't cut it. Those answers don't cut it.
No. I will give good answers on that. This is the issue, you see. They are not trained. These people are not properly trained for it. And I've offered to have the Heritage Party in their training on this because they are the only party that's been consistent throughout. Since this campaign began, David Curtin's the only person who has been consistent throughout. He turns up uninvited. He does not expect to promote himself, and he is passionate about this cause. So I have offered to train all of his candidates, you know, on this because it's important we get it right. Just as I would offer to train anybody else's candidates on this because it's important we get this right, you know. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to how this pans out.
It's incredible. Now you've got events coming up. You're still fundraising. With the advocacy, is there charges for people wanting to come on this advocacy? How much does it cost for people to learn? Because you've got to, you're doing all of this, Kim. You know, you're self-employed. You know, you depended on, you've got Wales through that court case. You've now got it in evidence that it is a global rollout of this education. You're doing all this work. How do you support yourself and how do you find and muster up that energy to tackle this fight day in and day out?
Well, I'm just running on the fact that our children are at risk, massively at risk.
Yeah.
I don't get paid for anything I do. I did attempt to go self-employed the other day to so I could invoice the local authority for the work that I do, because obviously this money doesn't come from the public advocacy. It's a free service to anybody out there who should want it. That's written in legislation. So I was in a position where I could invoice local authority, but I'm in a bit of a battle with them, you see, because they're making false accusations against me. So I'm doing letter tennis now with one local authority with a view to take them for judicial review. So that has been the reason why we've stepped up and decided to train the whole country. This training is free and it will always be free. This should be public knowledge to everyone. You should be taught in schools how to defend yourself in vulnerable situations against the system. You should know your rights. You should know where to access all guidelines and policies to support yourself through life. So this training is free. It will always be free because, like I said, it's all about the children, you know. I would invoice local authority for my services as a professional independent advocate. There is a bit of a block on that right now, but I will not let that stop me. In actual fact, that is what's pushed me to training the whole country to stand on their own 2 feet. So if I cannot advocate for individuals, I will mentor the entire United Kingdom. It's as simple as that. So this training is free. It will always be free. We are currently using Welsh Government slides and training simply because they cannot say it's wrong, because if this training is wrong, their entire system is wrong and it all needs rewriting. So that's why we are doing our own presentations on it, how to apply to RSE and everything else. But the advocacy itself is government, is put out there by the government. So we're actually using their own training because we're going into their playground and we're going to turn it into our playground. So that's how we are doing this. You know, there's like I said, at the end of the day, it's about empowering individuals and it's about getting a ripple effect, turn that ripple effect into waves, and the waves become tsunamis. That's what keeps me going. That I like to know that when I'm sleeping, this campaign is still working, and that's when I get my that's where I get my drive. That's what keeps me going. There's no chance of me making money until I can prove well, until I can prove that these local authorities are basically saying lies and illegally preventing me from supporting parents. But until then, we'll continue as we're doing. I will train this entire country, and then they won't just have one Kimberley Sherwood to worry about. Well, they'll have tens of thousands of Kimberley Sherwoods. So.
God help them. God help them. So can people donate to you, Kim, and support you?
Yes, absolutely, they can. You can do it via the website. There's a donation button on the website. There's also a fundraiser page. It's called Fundraiser. So it's FUNDRZR, fundraiser. And we're on there as well. But all links are on our website, publicchildprotectionwales.org. We are using the funds to pay for obviously our resources, our leaflets. We've got conferences all around the UK. We are also helping parents with their fees on their fights as well. So we don't promise to pay people's fees, but we can fundraise and assist, you know. This is a public organisation that we are building for the people of Wales. It'll be as big and as wonderful as the people of Wales want it to be. So everything is accounted for. Like I said, we are supporting people through tribunals, different assessments. The money is well spent, you know, well spent.
Fantastic. Now, what are you hearing coming out of schools? Because we're now hearing police are turning up for kids that are being truant. They're trying to clamp down on homeschooling because there has been a huge rise in the homeschooling. I don't know what the official figures are, but I do know over the course of the last few years, it's just on the rise, as are these homeschooling groups. And if there's any time now to get your kids out of school, if you've been wondering, now would be the time, and send a message to this government that we don't want what you're trying to pull force on us. We don't want it. And I can't stress enough to listeners, you need to challenge your MP. Yes, we know the government is corrupt, but that's all we've got to play with.
Yes.
And you need to challenge, because these people are going into Parliament and they are doing it under your name.
Yeah,
They are representing you.
they're supposed to be, you know,
They're
at
supposed to be, yeah,
the
but if these people keep voting for them, this is giving these people more power, just to things to get crazy, to be reducing in
these
probably,
people
in fact.
get. These people get a quarter of a million pound per term in public office, a quarter of a million pound, which we can say is disposable income because of the expenses they get covered. So these people are on a quarter of a million pound, pretty much all disposable income per term, and they can't answer your emails. What you need to do is you need to follow the people that's not getting paid. That's what you need to look at, guys. If these people in public office are not pulling their finger out, they're not giving you the right answers. And I think
Exactly.
it's about time we admit we've backed the wrong horse. There's no
Exactly. And
shame in that. There's no shame in admitting we've backed the wrong horse. We're in a society where people are being manipulated en masse anyway. There's no shame in admitting we were caught up, you know? That I can name a big, massive list of politicians who I thought were genuine, decent people until
yeah.
certain moments in time, you know? So, like I said, nobody's perfect anyway. However, we want somebody who's there for the people, and you need to look at these individuals.
And
What's
that's the thing,
happening?
Kim. It takes 5 minutes. You can go to your local authority's website. Well, I don't know if it's like that in Wales, but you can go and you can find out who all the candidates are. You can write one letter with a paragraph. Can you give us your thoughts on RSE education? That's the only thing you need to ask. That's it. When they come back with their answer will pretty much tell you everything you need to know about that person, because
Yeah.
they support 3-year-olds being taught this, even 9-year-olds being taught this, even 14-year-olds being taught that it's okay for men to put their winkies up another man's bottom.
Yeah.
Then you really need to, you will then get a bigger picture of who that person is that's going to be representing you.
Yeah.
And it won't even take you 5 minutes. Copy the email addresses. You can CC them all in, or BCC them all in to that same email. And let us know here at Liberty Tactics what they say. And then we will get a little map done, like an interactive map of the UK, and then we will start boosting those people running for office that are against this education. We may only be small, but it's a stepping stone.
Of
You know,
course.
we've got to do something. And if that's all you can do, if you can't get out there, if you can't educate people, if you can't, that's one thing is you can do. You can sit there and it will take you 5 minutes.
You're entitled to do it. That's what they're there for. They've got to answer your
They've
question.
got to answer. Yeah, it's your duty to ask that. Because at the end of the day, all the other issues don't matter when it comes to the children. There is nothing more important right now. But I do believe, look what's happening in America, Kim. We don't have a Trump that we're aware of right now. But that's all it takes is people really to start seeing what's going on in America. And as I say, people complain that I'm always looking in over in America, but what happens there will eventually, this is where the education started. So it's going to be like the domino
Yeah.
effect. It will come here and people will have enough and they will realize that man is right. He is against it. He is against men in women's sports, the whole agenda. Now, Kim, one thing I want to cover with you. I saw a video yesterday and it was amazing. It's a book called She Is She. I don't know if you've seen it. An American girl, she went in to a library and she found a non-woke book called She Is She. Now, I kind of mentioned this to Kat, and I don't know if this is something that would work or if it'd be ex what if we could find packages? So all of these books come in via some education, sort of like training people or company, they're supplying the books to the school of what should be in. Why can't we have that something like that for our side? Why can we what promote these non-woke books? A normal book, let's say, a normal book pre-2020.
Yeah.
And why can't we go into these schools and start promoting this? Would it work? Would they accept it? I don't know, but we have to have something to counteract this agenda. We have to have resources in place to counteract it.
Well, parents are primary educators of children. First thing you do is you educate children at home to counteract
Yeah.
this stuff. And you also. We're in the habit of telling children to listen to their teacher. Maybe we shouldn't be saying that.
Exactly.
Maybe
But what
we should.
about doing these book packages and everything to try and get them into schools? Do you think it's just going to be a waste of money if we try and do something to fundraise to buy a load of books and to get them round to the schools?
No,
Is it
that
going to be
actually.
rejected?
No, there are some other groups out there that's doing that, and
Oh,
they're
right.
quite successful for it as well. That is definitely
Oh, well,
something.
I'm going to have to try and find these people because this is the sort of thing we need to be promoting. We need to be promoting people who want to have normal books about growing up, a girl being a girl, growing up to be, you know, a mum. Except, you know, we need these books because I presume they're non-existent in the libraries nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. Now that's it. We can counteract it. We will counteract it. It's just going to take a bit of time, that's all. Bit of time
Yeah.
and commitment.
But what do you think about this time? Because every day that goes past, another child's head is getting screwed. Every single day. I mean, are you getting feedback from? I know kids with learning difficulties, but what are you getting? Are you getting feedback from normal, you know, just your everyday school kid? Are they having problems?
Well, as Wales is quite a deprived area anyway, so we've got a lot of housing estates, yeah, a lot of council estates, and that is the problem for the government is the housing estate children. They take the mick. They aren't susceptible to this stuff. We people have banter. We'll take the mick. We laugh at people. It's just the way we are anyway. So we are the toughest nuts to crack in that sense. That's why they are targeting the 3-year-olds. Our teenagers are doing a wonderful job at protecting their own innocence and stopping them their minds being polluted. So we do have children going into these lessons who later on then they giggle about them, they laugh about them, they take the mick. But we do have a lot of children who are standing their ground and they're refusing point blank to participate in these lessons. That is another reason why we're doing the advocacy rights and representation because children get legal aid. So What are we getting back? We're getting a lot of, like I said, a lot of people are fighting back against this, you know, in their own way. They know it's wrong. Our children, they do have their heads screwed on in that sense. Like I said, the council estate kids, we're the most
Yeah.
deprived of all. We don't fall for this stuff easily. So that is reassuring in itself for the children
That
that
is reassuring,
are.
yeah.
But yeah, apart from that, we're just waiting. Everybody's building up their cases. The thing is, something won't happen Friday and you're in court Monday. It doesn't work like that. It takes months, months and months, a leg of tennis, getting the right evidence, putting your paperwork into court. It has to be right, you know? So we've got all of these things in the pipeline. We've got at all different stages. The children themselves as well are being empowered. And I think they are our ticket out of this.
Yeah, we covered a story earlier in the week where a 12-year-old, I think it was, didn't want to participate in the lesson, got up and walked out, and then received 14 detentions. And then the family were contacted by the school. The parents obviously supported the kid, saying, fine, if he doesn't want to attend that, because they're always pushing about these children's rights. So surely it's a right if a child doesn't want to have to sit and listen to this filth that they removed themselves. But then
Exactly.
they felt they needed, the school then phoned up the parents and asked about, has there been sexual abuse?
Well, I would ask, is there sexual abuse in schools? Because that is where there's a high level of sexual abuse as well. We look at the statistics, the statistics tell us it happens mostly at home, male perpetrator, female victim. But when you look at the institutions, it's quite the opposite. There's multiple victims, it's mostly boys. So you know, we need and again, those stats are not recorded in the right way because it happens to groups, it goes over a longer period of time as well. And when we do find out about this stuff, it was just a sexual scandal. You know, that's the way they portray these
Yeah.
things. But we do have a lot of abuse taking place. And if they phoned me and asked me that question, I'd be asking them how many of their staff members have got issues with children. And if they
Yeah.
turned around and said, "Nana, say, how do you know? How do you know?
Yeah.
What are you doing to vet these teachers to know that they're not?"
Yeah. I mean, it must be petrifying, though, for the actual teachers to turn things around in that way
Yeah.
and say, we're going to have to get social services involved. Because the child doesn't want to be have his mind screwed up.
Oh,
I
I
mean,
tell
these
them.
threats of social services, I mean, this is dangerous. This is so dangerous.
Oh, it is. But this is another thing, you see, we're empowering people how to deal with social services as well. So we're causing massive problems in this country because we've got everybody knows their legal rights now. Everybody knows they're allowed to record things, they've got the guidance on it, and it's causing chaos. And
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good. That's good.
That is good. That is good. But we do have an issue, as always, with social services, and something. I think something has to be done because you've got these kids straight out of college, uni. They've had their minds bended
Yeah.
in those institutions. They're going into situations that they have really no idea about it, and it's down on these people whether they start getting more and more involved in a life, and whether a child should be up to be taken. And we know what big business this is on
Yeah.
how much the kids are, every child of social services take. It is big biz business.
Yeah, it is big business.
And how do we get control of social services? Where do, I mean, I'm just throwing it out this. I mean, yes, I'm kind of asking you, but I'm asking in general, what do we do about social services?
Well, we have to become the only opposition out there, and this is what the government is preventing. So we will get there, guys. We absolutely will get there. Like I said, I'm going to run a judicial review now against the local authority. And once that is successful, that then will be applied to other areas where we're being blocked. And we will become the opposition to that. We've got no choice.
No.
We've got no
Well,
choice.
Kim, I'm just so blown away with your resilience. So, what big things are you focusing on? What can people do at the moment to help you and your mission?
So get behind the demonstrations, guys. We need some people there. We'll be in Cardiff July the 9th, 1 p.m. outside the Senedd, then 9 p.m. outside the BBC headquarters on Central Square. We will be in London the 18th of September. So those are really important that we all get together on that front. We show a united front. We've also got some fundraising events. We've got the skateathon next week in Aberavon. You can do your own skate-a-thon in any part of the country. We're skating for 12 hours from 9 till from 9 until 9. You don't have to skate for the full 12 hours, just have somebody skating in that time. Again, you can donate to us. You can get your own fundraising events going. We've got some merchandise going out on the website. We do not make any money from the merchandise. The merchandise is there simply to advertise. We've got new merchandise going on soon, the Coalition merchandise, where we've got details of groups from around the whole of the UK. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Just get a message out there. Try and get a hold of our leaflets. We've got some on the website. We do have some in draft as well. And we can also send some around the country. They're not expensive to print, guys. You can get a really good deal of some printers online, you know? Far easier to do it through printers than what it is printing at home. So I would say put a poster or a leaflet in your window, get some fundraising going, get people mobilized, and allocate one member from each family to attend these events. Your family needs to be represented. So get one person from each family to be at these events. Get one person from each family to become an advocate, and let's see where it takes us.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So what about you, Kim? How do you keep yourself going? How do you keep getting that momentum up every single day dealing with all of this? And there's so much, not only with the all the advocacy, you've got to know the law, you've got to know all these facts and stipulations, and then you're also out there fighting for the children. How do you keep going?
Well, I suppose I'm really
And you've
lucky.
got a family to
Yeah.
care for as well.
But I'm really lucky that this is my passion anyway. I was aware of this sex education from 2013. I discovered institutional sex abuse whilst in the Youth Offenders in 2001. So I've been aware of the problems in the system with children a long time. And this, to me, is an opportunity. Therefore, nothing else to be said. It's an opportunity to address the institution. Nothing more to be said, Lou. That's where I get it from.
Incredible,
You know
incredible.
yourself how hard it is to address the institution. I've spent my
Oh,
entire life being petrified of it, being a
yeah,
single parent. You know the score. You can't upset things. You
you
cannot
can't.
speak against the narrative. You've got to be careful. You've only got parental responsibility, which means there's one piece of paper holding your children in your care. So it is a scary thing, but like I said, since this whole sex education has come up, I see this as an opportunity for the wider issues in society, more specifically the institutions surrounding our children. And like I said, when opportunity knocks, you've got to let it in.
Yeah, amen, amen. So we've got the summer all sorted. Where would you like to see things? Let's say a new government comes in and it looks promising. Where would you like to see things in an ideal world?
I'm not interested in any government because I know
No, I
what's
know.
on the sides of this coin, and they've got questionable backgrounds. So
Yeah, fair shout.
let's get the election out the way. Let's hit the ground running in September. We've got the people power now. Politics aside is people. We've shown you the democratic process doesn't work. We've shown you the judicial process doesn't work. We need to rattle this thing from bottom up. By September, I want every single local authority in Wales to have their named advocate, which we will achieve that. And we will be working our way around England, Ireland, and Scotland then. So we'll be ready
That
from
is.
September. Wales will be ready from September to put a big, massive fight. We're going bottom up. So we will be going for teacher accountability, individual accountability. We're going for jobs.
Yes,
So
this is
that's
brilliant.
nothing changes for us, Lou. Nothing changes for us, regardless what government comes in. Nothing changes because in the end, there will be a revolution on this, and we
Yeah.
will come out on top. So it makes no difference what happens. I'm focused on my task. I'm focused on my people. Politics can just do what it needs to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as I say, I would love to get on this training and train others to do this. And anybody who is interested in this advocacy, you can either obviously get in touch with info@publicchildprotectionwales.org, or you can, if you're in the UK and would also maybe want to be a trainer to train others, then maybe we can organize a little group session one day, Kimberly, for
Yes.
people here. in the UK, if we can get the people who'd like to do that, get in touch with us, and then I can try and organise something with Kimberly to do it. But I think I'm going to ask for, not on Kim's behalf, not on her behalf, but I think it would be great that people who are going to do this advocacy, let's chuck public child protection a little bit of donation towards their cause. And let's all get trained up. So not only is Wales going to have the biggest army for the kids that we can follow behind here too, here in the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, unite the kingdom, guys. That's what it's all about.
It is. So what are you up to? Are you doing, I know you've got your big main events, but have you got any little things that you've got going on, interviews? David Curtin, I really do think we need to get behind David, or just make an example of him to say how other maybe politicians should be acting, because I know it's the politics all needs to stay out of it. But as we say, there is this election. This is
Yeah.
what we've got to use it for. I think we should be heightening those who are doing as
Yes.
David Curtin is doing.
Yes,
So
absolutely.
challenge your MPs, everybody, and use David Curtin as an example.
Yeah, use the summer to challenge your MPs and let's challenge the schools in September.
Amen. Em, thank you so much. I know how busy you are and you've taken a bit of time to jump on, but people ask how things are going, so I wanted to give the
Thank
listeners an update. We are going to be with you on July the 9th. We will hopefully do a team up with you guys and do a joint podcast live from Cardiff on July the 9th.
you.
And also we will be up in London on the 18th of September as well.
Brilliant stuff. Look forward to it. Look forward to it.
Fantastic. I'm going to link the fundraisers, a link to the website, and I'll even put a link to the email for people over in Wales who want to get on this advocacy. Or if you want to get on the advocacy, just email them anyway. And then anyone who fancies joining me to do an advocacy trainers training, you can email info@libertytactics.co.uk as well. Kim, thanks so much.
No
We're
problem at
here for
all.
you. You've got a lot of people behind you up here in the UK as well, in England as well. You really have. So we just
Thank
wish there
you
were
all.
more of you.
Oh, there will be. Don't worry, there will be. There's going to be plenty, you know. Like I said, the best thing they could do is just let me carry on. Let me get my registrations. Let me do this, that, and the other. And then come down hard on me when I make a mistake, you know. But no, they don't want to do that. They want to block me. So I will mentor the whole of the UK. So bring it on.
Love it.
Bring it on.
That is the one and only, and will always be the one and only, Kimberly Isherwood, Public Child Protection Wales. Thank you, my darling, so much, and we will speak soon.
Thanks for having me, lovely girl. Thank you.
LibertyTactics.co.uk, publicchildprotectionwales.info, exposing the lie dot, sorry, I said publicchildprotectionwales.org, exposing the lie dot info for Kat's blog, and her latest blog is a must read, because we're hearing more and more stuff going on within the classrooms with in regards to the pornography. We had kids in Newark yesterday. A 14-year-old girl was raped by a group of boys. We're going to be hearing so much more of these stories because of what they're learning in the classroom and what they're being exposed to. We'll be back tonight with the Prophecy Watch. That's it.